Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities.
Right. And are you calling from Pennsylvania?
No, sir. We're actually calling outside of Pennsylvania so we can remain neutral. It's just a study being conducted by Opinion Research, which is in a firm. We do research all over the United States here. We would like to include your response to the study. And sir, just for statistical purpose only, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we reach everybody in your community?
1969.
Thank you, sir. And just for statistical purpose only, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? A high school, some college, but not a degree,
college.
A associate degree?
College.
College graduate? Okay. Now, sir,
yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your race white, Caucasian, Black, African, American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Caucasian. Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Okay, allow me just a moment. Now, sir, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
You are.
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, sir, when you're thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, or very satisfied with that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'd be dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, or somewhat?
Of what?
How should I record
crime.
Your answer? Are you very dissatisfied
crime.
Or somewhat dissatisfied?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied with it.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as a poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And below is the list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Let me read them all. Inflation and the cost of living, the jobs and the economy, the city services like the trash pickup, the public school funding, the health care, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the public transportation, the gun violence, the cost of housing and rent in Philadelphia, the corruption in city government, or the crime in public safety, or homelessness.
Let's see. Crime.
Yes, sir.
Taxes to schools. Let's see. And I'll just go with that.
Okay. Thank you. Moving right along. Sir, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. A 5 means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Governor Josh Shapiro. What number?
5.
And the Philadelphia Department of Streets from 0 to 10?
4.
And Mayor Cheryl Parker. I know she just started, but to the best of your knowledge, what number should we give him?
Let's go 5.
Okay. And Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel from 0 to 10?
4.
And council member Kenata Johnson?
I'm not sure.
Never heard of it? You had no opinion?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it.
Okay. The Philadelphia Police Department from 0 to 10.
Oh, 4.
And your local police officers, what number?
6.
Okay. And how about the Philadelphia City Council? What number?
7.
Okay. And District Attorney Larry Kressner? What number?
Ooh, 0.
Okay. And the SEPTA, or SEPTA?
Don't have an answer for that.
Go ahead. Okay. No worry. We move it right along. And generally speaking, sir, do you disapprove or approve the way that Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? It's just to the best of your knowledge.
Approve.
I know you just approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. And here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, sir, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood? A 10, again, means that you're highly satisfied with that issue. 5 means neutral. And 0 means that you're highly dissatisfied. You may use any number from 0 to 10. First issue is the access to public transportation. What number?
3.
And access to affordable housing in Philadelphia?
0.
And the cost of rent?
That's getting another hand too. Let's go 3.
Okay. And public safety from 0 to 10.
Go 3.
Okay. And the quality of education in public schools?
5.
Okay. And how about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities in Philadelphia? How satisfied are you with that issue from 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. And the condition of roads and infrastructure? 0 to 10?
Oh, boy. 4.
Okay. And how about the availability of good-paying jobs in Philly?
8.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. You say 8, right? Okay. Here we go. Now,
right.
In your opinion, sir, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, is staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year? What's your take on that?
A little better.
Okay. Getting better. Okay. Now, would you say that your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point that where you can't really get ahead?
Well, mine are rising.
Rising, okay. And below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Can you please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses or your budget?
Okay.
So you may select up to 3. Utility, gas, electricity, and internet, education, their personal care, rent, healthcare, including your prescription drugs, child care, recreation and entertainment, paying down the debt, groceries, public transportation, gas, or other.
All right. Groceries, child care.
Yes, sir.
I'll go with those 2.
Okay. Let's move right along. Sir, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime in your neighborhood? Are you not at all concerned? Not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
I'm always concerned, somewhat.
So, somewhat concerned, okay. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. And, sir, do you think that city of Philadelphia spent the right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
I almost have to say too much.
Too much, okay. Let's move right along. Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take into immediate future. After each one, sir, can you please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implements it? Now, begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
I think that'd be much safer.
Much safer. And close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Much, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
Not at all.
Okay. And how about to expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries? Same question. Much.
I think it'd make it a lot safer, but it would also impede on our, it would help. Much safer.
much safer. Okay. It aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes in city streets and impound illegal vehicles. Is that action will make you feel much, somewhat, a little, or not at all safer if they take action?
Somewhat. Okay. They should take action.
Here's the 15 that, hire 15 new 911 dispatchers and create 10 new community outreach positions and hire 9 new victim advocates. If they take that action.
I think that'd be
much
that
safer.
That would be excellent. Much.
Much safer. Declare public safety emergency in the city of Philadelphia. Much, somewhat, a little, or not at all safer.
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Moving right along. I do appreciate your patience, sir. And a few words. What have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? One or two things. Have you seen anything? Or heard anything?
Not that I can think of right now.
I'm sorry?
Not much.
So you haven't seen or heard nothing at all on the news? Any in specific?
That I can think of right now.
Okay. Let's move right along then. Sarah, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate 2 or 3 items that you think should be the highest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024? Now, you may select up to 3 items. Remove homelessness encampments. Hire more police officers. Improve our schools and education. Reduce juvenile crime. That improve schools and education, okay? Reduce juvenile crime. That's another one. Okay. Foster small businesses and local jobs. Improve the city's infrastructure. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, take the opioid crisis. I'll tackle the opioid crisis. Improve public transportation. Invest community development. Support more affordable housing. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods. And get guns off the street. So you stay with improve our schools and education, reduce juvenile crime, and foster small business and local jobs, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, sir, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, sir, can you please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy? A 10 means that you strongly support the policy. A 5 means that you're neutral, and 10 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The policy to invest $190 million in new funding for our city school, for our city public schools. 0 to 10.
Strongly, 10.
10, okay. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime. 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. What number?
10.
Okay. And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. What number?
Oh, my gosh. 10.
And provides $100 million for treatment and treatment facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness. What number?
9.
Okay. And at 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
10.
And provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business and districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. What number?
6.
Okay. And invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal. What number?
6.
Okay. And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. What number? 10. Okay. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience. Sir, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 city Philadelphia employees to return to office, ending the pandemic area hybrid and work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
Not necessarily, no.
Somewhat opposed or somewhat support, or neither opposed or support?
I wouldn't support it.
So somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Or neither? Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange, and it will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes and other items to enable drug use. Now, instead of funding for needle exchange, it can come from private charities. Now, based on what you know, do you also support that decision on the city's support for needle exchange programs?
Man, I'm going to go with a 5 on that.
No, but you strongly oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools. Now, which will keep schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. And the plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Based on what you
Absolutely.
Know, do you also support that on the city?
I support that.
As strongly as
I support it. Strongly
okay.
support that.
Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. How would you say, sir, how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I try to every day, but a few times a week for sure.
Okay. And politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
I'd probably, Democrat.
Democrat? Okay. And think about your approach to political issues. Would you say you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family or members or friend or something else? You own your house?
I own my home. Yeah.
Which of the following best represents how do you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
Say that again.
Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Okay, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Live with a partner.
Okay. And, sir, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No. No.
And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay. And below are some potential news sources. Can you please select about the three sources that you get most of your news from? Power 99, The Washington Post, Facebook, Philadelphia Daily News, NPR, WHYY, local news station.
NPR, local news station.
Philadelphia Inquirer, Fox News, CNN, TikTok, New York Times, X or Twitter, YouTube.
New York Times.
The New York Times.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25 to 34,000, 35 to 44,000, 45 to 54, 55 to 64,000, 65 to 74?
55 to 64.
Okay.
55 to 64.
Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been very educational.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
You take care.
Likewise.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.